Hello and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, Redwood here. We're proud to announce that AMC Press & Co. is host to the Real Abilities Film Festival in New York City from the 10th of March to the 16th of March. How can you get in on the fun? Well, if you live in the surrounding areas and are in town that weekend, you can go to newyork.realabilities.org, films and events for tickets and schedule as well. Also, if you enter our code RFF AMC Press & Co., which gets you a discount at any general screen at the JCC. On Wednesday, February 23rd, we were going to be reviewing some of the short films of the festival. Tune in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome, yes, to another episode of your favorite show, AMC Press & Co. 548.
Wow, we're at 548.
That's right.
Holy crap.
548. Episode 548. And yes.
Shows you how much
you
I paid
that
attention.
Messed up. That messed up intro. Was sorry, Real Abilities. I didn't mean to record it that way. I accidentally chopped it up by mistake like that. However, just to clarify that announcement. Yes, we are officially for the third time, well, first time running, third time or tenth time announcing it, we're covering the Real Abilities Film Festival in New York City from the 10th to the 16th. Yes, you can get in on the fun by going to ny.realabilities.org/films and events for tickets and schedule. Enter our code RFF AMC Press & Co., which gets you a free discount to any general screenings. And in the coming episode, at least, I think, what, next week, Allison, we'll be discussing most of, if not all the films, because, it has to be, we haven't discussed any of the features yet.
We did discuss it.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jenny, stop arguing with your lover. For God's sake.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long week, let's just say that.
Wednesday.
You know, however,
you're going to say it wasn't Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm going to say it wasn't Wednesday. However, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll find all of our information there. If you go to our YouTube channel, I think you'll find all of our information there.
We'll have our YouTube up and running with the interviews that we get from the festival as well.
Right.
So
exactly.
Let's just not promote that as of yet.
Right. So that, ladies and gentlemen, will be done not on Monday, the February 22nd, but next Monday, as in the...
Just went quiet all of a sudden. You okay there, Redwood?
Yeah, we...
Yes, I'm fine. Next Monday, the 7th. Next Monday, the 7th.
Oh, I can't believe it's already March.
It is already March, and then that is it, ladies and gentlemen. After the 7th, we will be down there So,
and
you know,
we'll be sharing encores of the of our episodes as well.
And so, and as we move everything over from at least another source, so you guys can enjoy a full catalog of stuff, we will be having, you know, new episodes as well as old episodes until everything's moved over. So, it's really good.
We have to discuss the importance of Real Abilities Film Festival. That's what we really should be focusing on.
What about all the other articles? Yeah.
We'll get to them.
Yes, a lot.
We'll get to them.
Yes, we'll get to them. There's a little...
We'll get to them. So, you know...
We're not forgetting about that.
Yeah. Real Abilities has been...
Yeah.
You know, I guess the forefront for 8 years of disability film. 8 years.
Which could be considered the Sundance of...
It could be considered the Sundance, the Tribeca, the Trifecta, you know, of disability film. I mean, this is a festival that is well worth your time and well worth even seeing one of the films. If you can't see all of them, at least see one of them. They're great and they're awesome and they're absolutely life-altering, inspiring.
They will show you.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, you guys all just went quiet for a minute.
No, they will show you a lot. A lot more humanity than, you know, any other festival that deals with film will. You know, there are festivals and then there are festivals.
Raymond did a pretty good job discussing autism.
Well, Rain Man is not only this. Rain Man is one film, Blackwood. It's not, but it's
a good film. You got to admit that.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I mean the festival.
I was just using Rain Man as an example. Basically, what the story is like. It's if I remember correctly, it's a guy and his brother that he uses his brother, the autistic brother, to count the cards or whatever.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
All
right,
cool. It's been like a God knows how long since I've seen that movie.
I mean, that's what NTs actually say. Oh, that's autism? And they're not too far from the truth.
Yes and no. There's different... Oh,
yes and no. You know, there's so many other people or other things. I mean, this is not only in New York City, but it also happens to be in Montclair, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Richmond, Virginia, Toronto, Canada, Portland, Oregon,
et cetera.
Chicago, Illinois, Boston, Massachusetts, Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, Northern Virginia, Houston, Texas, Salt Lake City, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You know, it's slowly coming out. And the best thing about this is that each year, I'm told that there was 11,000 submissions.
Wow.
11,000, and they whittled it down to what we watched and are still watching, and it's brilliant.
That's
it
mind-blowing.
You know, it's mind-blowing, and it's also something that there has to be a thing where, you know, there has to be more of this because there has to be more inclusion.
Right.
Oh, yes.
There really does. If there isn't, you know, more inclusion in this world, I'm sorry to say this, but it will be a worse off world than for example, Jason's Connection, one of the sponsors, it's a really unique service that basically rates
mental health. So we have a member of the Bible. No, I'm kidding.
What? No. No, nice try, but not really. I mean, you know, Jason's connection is, it's basically the first service, it's a unique service that recommends mental health and disability services and rates them. So that's a really cool thing. That's a really cool thing and much needed thing. And it got started by, you know, Jason Harris. And he couldn't find what he needed, so he created something that, you know, would benefit a lot of people. And then, you know, there's AHA, which is Asperger's, Asperger's Attention or Higher Administration, which provides a lot of services to people with Asperger's and autism, and tons of other sponsors that are on this. It's not just only us. We just happen to be the first podcast that's a satirical podcast that, you know, bit the bullet, called them, and said, yes, we want
in. My
truth. And they said,
no.
Right. And we said, right. Yeah, you're right. We said, we want in. They said, we align. And then they said, yeah, let's go, you know. And
it was like, yes, great. We're
let's just, you know, take it from there. I mean,
get her done.
It's all about getting her done, you know.
Oh God.
And
giggity. Anyway.
So come join us. You know, Red Hood will not be there. I will be there. Alex
Wait, hold on.
Will be there.
You were Red Hood.
No, that's somebody else.
Red Hood's name is Bob.
Somebody else. Excuse me, Bob. Yes, my name is Bob. I'm under the witness protection program for international broadcasters.
Oh Lord.
Seriously.
Crazy.
Yeah, no. I mean, disabled, classified.
I would like to talk to you all about that little thing known as schizophrenia. Shut up. Let him talk.
Exactly. Shut up. Let him talk. Let the people speak. No, I don't want them to let them speak. Why? Because my name is really nuts. No, it really is.
You know what I've learned? You know what I've actually learned, though, Red Hood, about autism? Some autistic people do develop schizophrenia over time.
Oh, that's scary.
But that's like severe autism.
Well, yeah.
It's actually kind of a bad thing.
You know, it is a bad thing. But at the same time, please go. We urge you, go buy a ticket. Go, if you're not in New York City, if you live in California, if you live in the destinations that I mentioned, go to this film, run.
Go, be free.
My
friend.
It's be free and go enjoy some fantastic films that you would possibly never unearth at something like Tribeca. Maybe not Sundance. But definitely on Earth at the Real Village Film Festival. Really.
Oh, yeah.
Go. And enjoy it. And tell them Red Hood and Allison sent you. I mean, I don't know what else we can do to give them the best press possible. Besides, you know, our last-ditch effort to do it on next Monday.
It's not a last-ditch effort because we've been doing the...
Sorry, Red Hood.
It's not a last-ditch effort. It's really in terms of, you know, go and indefinitely, you know, do that. Go, even if you're an NT and if you don't have disabilities and want to learn more about disabilities, go.
Military policeman, is that what you just said? That's what an MP is, genius.
No, I meant a neurotypical. In our N-P. World,
it's a, I thought you said MP.
No, an N key. Sorry, N key. Even if you're a neurotypical who doesn't know about disabilities, is ignorant about disabilities, and wants their mind changed, go to this festival. Go to this festival.
Or if you want your mind smacked, we will be glad to oblige.
Well, yeah, that too. That too. You know, go to our Facebook.
I think we should go.
And we should go
on.
That's right.
All right, so shut up about the whole disability thing, no offense, but we need to get on with this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
because there's another article that is in the relation of disabilities.
Oh, here we go.
Right. So, first off,
the owners of a Nevada pizzeria are making a point to hire people with disabilities.
And to reinforce that, they have somebody with Down syndrome, which is awesome.
Right. Exactly. You didn't say?
So,
need that dough, buddy. Need that, that dough. I'm shutting up now.
And if they're willing to hire someone with disabilities,
we may not be able to learn at the same speed as you, but we damn well know how to learn. Okay?
Right. Exactly.
I love the picture of the kid who messed up on the dough. That's pretty funny.
But he's learning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know, but it's funny
he's
though.
Learning.
The situation, I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I did that. But you know, you were saying.
Yes.
I feel that this is a need that I think more people need to take.
Learn how to make pizza.
Take into consideration. Don't jump. Don't judge.
I'm not judging. I'm just making a joke based on the situation.
Yeah.
And give people the.
It's a joke. I do that.
Right.
We got that.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. And
give people
the
chance.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what you want. Dough in your face. Don't make fun of us, and we won't throw dough at you.
Right. Exactly. You know.
It would be quite funny, though. The reason you were fired, I threw dough at my boss's face because he or she made fun of me. Like, okay, yeah, that's a good to throw the dough
at people. You know.
That would actually be
a funny reason, though. Simply because of the fact that you would get hired for actually throwing dough in somebody's face.
Depends on the situation, but I could, really.
I think more businesses should really, really do what this person has done.
What, have actual common sense about learning disabilities?
Yeah. Go with a quota, like we talked about yesterday. Which really hit it.
Yeah. I mean, the quota, in terms of, you know, the quota is not needed, but, you know, stuff like
the
this.
The quota
is,
won't do everything won't solve everything. That's it in a nutshell. So if you're willing to bet a dollar, bet money on it, guess what? It's not going to help people.
It's going to piss them off, but it won't help people.
You'll be the bane of everyone's existence. You'll be the, or
just
more.
Like George W. Bush. He's the bane of everybody's existence.
Right.
Oh, wait,
right.
No, wait. No, I'm wrong. It's Trump.
Oh, yeah. Better one, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. You know, how to...
I just find it amusing. I think it's cool, though, because it shows that disabled people can do exactly the same thing as normal people can do. They're finally opening up and saying, look, look, we can do exactly what you're doing, so shut the fuck up about making fun of us about it.
Right.
Because
that's pretty much what
he's
saying. It's basically a slap to the face to anybody who says that we are retarded.
Yes, you're right.
Well, yeah, and that, you know, that is not, it's not wanted, you know what I mean?
No, you know what it is, too? Like, half the time, of course, I got into a fight in school was because people called me retarded and threw the first punch.
Right.
That, and I'm actually kind of surprised,
yeah,
that I didn't get suspended.
Well,
to be perfectly
I
honest
mean,
with you.
Yeah.
Well, he was just defending himself, so he's fine, you know?
You're very
right.
Lucky at that
point. Well, no, here's
yeah.
the thing. Because back then, we were allowed to fight back.
Oh.
The victims were allowed to fight back. And now, if the victim fights back, he's the bully.
Right.
Which is complete bullshit. I know, I'm going on another tangent here. The punk who bullied us threw the first punch.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the black eye first.
Mm-hmm.
I did the job. By nearly putting him
right.
in the hospital? Well, he deserved it.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
look, if he's going to be a dick to me, I'm putting him down. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you have a right to put it down, but at the same time,
when there's nobody looking. You know?
Well, do when there's nobody looking and tons of bosses around so you can hide the person. But, you know.
And also, after he's unconscious, dissect him and hide his body parts all over the place.
Don't take
that bit of advice. Don't. But,
yeah,
no,
just don't.
No, that was just a dark thing that Black Hood said. Keep in mind, I'm a satirical comedian, and you must not take or use any of the advice I give you on dissecting human beings. Okay?
Exactly. It's not like step one. But, you know, step two. No, please don't. Just don't listen.
No.
You know, just stop. You know, stop.
And it's the same thing too, of course. Like I'm bringing this back as a throwback to 1998's shooting at Columbine.
Oh yeah.
Right.
They were victims of being bullied. They also had learning disabilities apparently.
Well,
because nobody listened to them. Nobody stopped
right, yeah.
to think are these guys bully victims? Is this the reason for their anger to go AWOL and shoot up an entire school?
Right.
Now, I'm not justifying. Right. I'm not justifying the shooting. I'm simply saying that this could all be prevented. Violence in schools could be prevented if you sat down and talked to the bully victim and actually listened.
Oh yeah.
Do your job.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're there to be paid for. To listen to the,
yeah.
to the when he's being bullied.
Right.
Do something about it.
Exactly.
Unless, of course, you want there to be bloodshed in your schools, do something about it.
Yeah, and it's crazy how people are going, yeah, let's not help
this
people.
Coming from an avid gun
owner,
how ironic.
Yeah, I mean,
think about the irony of that, Black Red Hood.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean,
cruel irony.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yes, in case you guys haven't already noticed, Red Hood is the guy's twin brother, the guy who's going to be at the disability thing.
Yes, exactly. We are twin. I have a twin brother. He is dating somebody, and it's not good.
Yeah. It's a little confusing for Allison.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The flames are rising higher. Anyway, moving on.
Keep on going.
Let's talk about this felon that was killed in a shootout, which ironically enough is a 13-year-old who did this. This is what shocked me.
Which I give that 13-year-old credit.
Hats off to that 13-year-old, but holy God. That was a shock.
That's a shock, 13. Normally adults are the ones to protect
hats
the property.
Hats off to the 13-year-old, though.
Yeah, right.
Hands down, hats off to him. That was awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised if his parents taught him how to use that thing properly, the gun properly.
He shot. No, this is the funny thing, too. The guy who was shot, he was shot three times. Mm. Then it drove him to the hospital, where he later died. The gray Chevy Sonic they were driving had bullet holes in it from the boy chasing them. Mm. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
The kid was chasing the guy. Holy crap.
Wow.
And get this. He used his mother's gun to protect himself while home alone. This is pretty much home alone on steroids.
Yeah, it's a good
idea. Well,
yeah, you can't really...
Yeah.
This is like Home Alone, but jacked up. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
you see, Red Hood, this is the reason why I support guns for protection, because of the fact that one, if somebody breaks into your house and they have a gun and you don't, you're pretty much screwed at that point.
Hmm.
And simply put, the boy was home alone. These suspects were going to kill this kid, possibly, maybe even worse, keep him as a hostage.
Right.
Who knows what they would have done?
Right. No, I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, the funnier part is that, you know, this guy was brave enough.
No, man, here's the thing. This is a slap to the face to any of the gun control junkies that a kid armed with a gun that is not well trained. This kid obviously knew what he was doing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
His father was military. You don't know. You know? And I quote, the boy, fearing for his safety, grabbed his mother's handgun.
Right. I mean, I remember a summer ago, there was a fight where I lived outside, and my mom and dad, you know, probably don't remember this, but I'm running up, like, the sidewalk, and I see them, and they were going to go across the street, and I was afraid they were going to get punched, you know.
Oh, shit.
Because it was, like, a ten-person pileup, you know.
Yeah.
Was it an accident? Well, it wasn't an accident so much as a fight.
It was a brawl.
Just erupted, you know.
Uncivilized New Yorkers, what do you expect?
Well, uncivilized anything, you know, what do you
go
expect?
Go fix it here, and I snuck in here.
Yeah,
best when you're going, yes, I'm going
to
go
and
do something in
there. For that crack.
Well, no, but and also the fact that
New Jersey.
No, they were from the same place where I live.
Okay.
You know, and like they.
Wait, Connecticut? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Oh God,
you
no.
You know, God no. But the fact that is that when you have. More the thing, you know, my mom and dad were just standing there, and I just basically pushed my mom out of the way, because I was just like, I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to, you know, get something, then something happens, I don't want them getting hurt.
Exactly.
You know.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's
there's something
it.
called Oh, so Bennett, to the right of North Charleston, has been charged with first-degree burglary and possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. Lamar Brown left 31 of Kerrville, died at Trident Medical Center of gunshot wounds.
Of course,
wrong house, kid.
Exactly. You picked the wrong house, and you get.
Did you notice the NRA signs on the car? Yeah.
It's not even. It's like driving down. Oh yes, I think we'll pick this one. You know, goes. You know, really just. Totally.
What were you? It's almost like are you expecting nothing to happen?
So let me get this straight. Of course, you're gonna rob the house of a white boy. You know what? No, I'm not even gonna get into that. It's too racist.
I'm
shutting up.
You're going. No, but we're next to the podcast. We're never gonna get racist.
I'm making a You don't rob the house of somebody who. You're in the South.
If you're in the South, nonetheless, you're asking for it.
Plain and simple. You know?
Right. You know?
It's like, that's just asking for trouble.
Oh, yeah!
Ever wonder why we had the Second Amendment in the South?
Like
Hello?
It's not like the kid is going to be coming out with scones or Cadbury's or anything else.
That would be funny if he actually did that instead.
Coming out. He's loaded with crumpets.
Oh, God.
Or crumpets. But the kid goes right to.
I almost said crumpets.
Crumpets. Yeah, no, or biscuits, you know.
Crumpets and crumpets, two totally different things.
Either way, the guy got himself. He got him more than what he was bargaining for.
Apparently.
Right,
yeah.
You know. It just.
Stupid. That's all it is. It's just utter stupidity.
Stupid.
Okay, so you go to an area in the South thinking that you're not going to do any, you're not going to get caught.
That's bullshit, dude. Like, what was that? That sounded like gunshots. Let's head over there.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Gosh, yeah.
That's like saying to someone, yeah, so I'm going to spend my day doing... I'm going to spend my day trying not to get hurt.
You know, it's like what is that? What's that film? Boys in the Hood. You know,
exactly.
We're gonna rob some cars.
Yeah,
come on.
No, here's the irony of it though, is that it turned out to be a white guy that did the shooting this time.
So. Right. White men can jump. Sorry, what? Yeah.
Well, apparently, white boy can jump and chase after you with a gun.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, Mac Daddy wanna jump, you know, kind of thing. It, like, really blows your mind. I mean, good on the guy for being protected, but, you know.
Good on the kid. The kid is the one who's
definitely.
Alone. The guy.
All right. Now that we're done with that, let's head over to the UN and see what the UN has to say.
Yes, and now for the UN report. The UN report basically says that.
Oh, this UN slaps North Korea with tough new sanctions.
And this is coming from Al Jazeera Network.
My God, the UN actually does something.
Well, yeah, they slapped sanctions on North Korea.
Due to their nuclear weapons, which
to their nuclear
time,
weapons,
they did a test and it scared the hell out of everybody.
Exactly, you know, every country.
As far as I'm looking,
every country is like, oh yes, we're gonna vote this way. You're not gonna vote that way. It's gonna be fine. You know, as far as as far as
Red Hood. Red Hood, look at the United Nations. They have their own Twitter.
Of course they have their own Twitter.
I had no
idea.
It's awesome. Oh my god, dude, they have their Facebook too.
I honestly think it's interesting to see what actually goes on.
Oh, that is too funny.
Especially when North Korea has done their fair share of.
Yeah, it's like Un, have you do you remember what happened during the first Korean War? You kicked your butts.
Right.
Like, sir. And the best part about this, though, is that, like, I was reading a report on, like, China. They said that if North Korea does declare war, they are not going to help Korea this time. You're going to say, hey, you're on your own.
Sure.
Like, you're bummed, dude.
That's, yeah.
What, kid? You know?
Yeah.
It's
falling apart too. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's funny. Yeah.
And again, it really doesn't surprise me. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, come on, it's the UN.
Well, yeah. And it's. It's one of those things that it's amazing to me how how the UN acts so fast when they want to do something. But, you know...
They'll be acting like 2 weeks.
Right, exactly.
10 hours later, they're still in one spot. 20 hours later.
Exactly. 20 hours later. Hello? Yeah.
3 days later.
Right. 3 days later, we are still like Mona Lisa, except, we're still, really. Really, really confuses the shit out of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really.
You know.
What really makes me laugh, of course, is how many people voted on this. You know?
Yeah.
And how many people actually said, maybe it's a better idea.
At the table that they're sitting at right now, the UN, it kind of looks like the round table.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Yeah, exactly. It looks like a lot of things,
Right.
But most of all, it looks really like they finally have their shit together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's better now instead of later.
Right. Exactly.
Which
exactly.
I prefer.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that it's one of those things that I guess you look at and they go, finally they did something.
I know, it's just like, unfortunately, of course, NATO's not doing anything.
Right.
Oh, wait, that's right, because Russia hasn't invaded Europe yet.
Right.
Not about that.
Exactly. exactly. I mean, it is one of those things.
It's like a really, really awkward moment that you get, of course, when you realize, oh, shit, I forgot, NATO was only meant to fight against Russia. You know?
Right.
Right.
Right, and yet, it's a really awkward situation when you add Cuba into the mix, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they're the Gulf National Treaty.
Right.
Gulf
right.
Treaty Organization. GTO.
Right. Exactly. But there's just a lot of there's just a lot of things going down, you know.
It really is.
They don't tell us about, you know. And last on the Joker tonight, we have Skylanders. Yes, Skylanders.
Oh,
spreading
God.
All over the world. You know, spreading more autism awareness or special recognition for autism awareness month. Well, no surprise that they're blue and they commit to donating to probably the worst organization that affects autism. You know?
Autism Speaks, who, by the way, should be Autism Shut the Hell Up.
Right.
Exactly. You know,
I wonder
Polygon.
Why.
That sounds like a Pokemon, doesn't it?
I choose you, Polygon.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I choose you, Polygon, or I choose you, Ripoff Toy. You know?
Right.
Pick one. You were going to say?
Pick one. Come on down. It's like, pick one. Come on down.
I think it's cool, though, that Skylanders is doing this, though, but come on. Really? Autism Speaks? Really?
There's other autism charities out there.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
That do the real work. You know?
And do not promote eradicating a disorder.
Right. Exactly.
So, if you're thinking that this is all fine and dandy, Autism Speaks, how about you go on in there? I see Autism Speaks is not a help, but a hindrance. Which, ultimately, if they're going out of their way and trying to say, we're only going to focus on adults. We're going to focus on the kids. When adults have autism too, do not just limit it yourself to one group of people that have it, because in the end, it doesn't help you, it doesn't help anyone.
Right. It doesn't help anyone. I know you're trying to get money, but this is the way... get it.
Come on.
You know.
It's like,
come on. You know, really.
We're idiots.
Really? Really, Blackfoot? Really?
What?
I mean, seriously? No.
What?
You know. I mean, do you agree that they're just taking the piss out of, you know,
yeah,
something?
They are. I thought I did something wrong for me. I'm like, what did I do?
No, I'm trying to get you to, really? Really?
Really?
You know, really?
Really?
Jesus. So you just stand there and just give him a freaking a blue toy for autism? Great, yeah.
I thought autism was
great. How are your sales doing?
You know?
How are your sales doing? You know?
Like, Jimmy, yes, mother, how are you with the Skylander toys? Oh, it's teaching me very well, thank you.
Is it? Is it?
Right.
Is it?
It cured me
really?
Of autism.
Yeah. I have autism, so therefore I should get... No, shut the fuck up. Really?
Robin, sit down.
Really?
You know?
I mean, sit down. You know, So, yeah, that kind of thing. It's depressing.
It's depressing. And it makes me want to go over there and smack him and be like, stop it. Just stop. You know?
I get it. Give it to somebody else. Stop using it for, stop using us as research.
Look, we are not gerbil. Okay?
Exactly. You know, stop using us as research.
Exactly.
You know, we're not gerbils. We're not going to roll around. We're not going to use a wheel. We're just going to, you know what I mean?
We're going to do what we want to do.
If they actually did have us running in a wheel?
Oh, come on, that's bad. It would be evil.
Oh, no, yeah. But Jimmy, no, but Reda, think about the comical factor here. At least we'd be in shape.
True.
True.
How are you doing on that wheel? Oh, I lost about 10 pounds. Good.
Oh,
how are you going?
Did you do the imaginary gumballs that they left you in the yard?
What imaginary gumballs?
Right.
Oh, those gumballs.
Right. Exactly. Which it was. Come on.
Just the retardedness of that. It's like, and they had the nerve to call us mentally deficient.
Right.
You know, it's like, really?
Hey, come on.
This is the same article right here, Allison. The whole IGN.
You're right.
So what, are we going to talk about IGN now?
Right. Exactly.
We already covered that with Polygon.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Breaking news. Lydia needs to move ahead now or risk division and collapse, you want to invoice Telesecurity Council. So,
wow.
Let me just share this with all of you. Give me a minute. Technical difficulty here, folks. Give me about 2 seconds. If I can find the fucking conversation that we had earlier. You know what? Fucking, I'm just going to send it to you all individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it saves time and it makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. And we have to end the show, too.
If you don't really know how psychotic I am, please talk to Red Hood about that.
Well, I guess, yeah. Anyway, we will see you on Monday. Talk to you then.
Yes, of course.
See you then. All right.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey everyone, Red Hood here. We're proud to announce that AMC Press & Co. is host to the Real Builders Film Festival in New York City from the 10th of March to the 16th of March. How can you get in on the fun? Well, if you live in the surrounding areas and are in town that weekend, you can go to newyork.realbuilders.org, films and events for tickets and schedule as well. Also, if you enter our code RFF AMC Press & Co., which gets you a discount at any general screen at the JCC. On Wednesday, February 23rd, we were going to be reviewing some of the short films of the festival. Tune in.